We have a morning conversation this morning with an opportunity for Southern Illinoisans to be a part of a nationwide cancer study. Our guest is Caleb Nehring, who is with the American Cancer Society office here in Southern Illinois. People, Caleb, may have already heard about. It's called the CPS-3 study,
correct,
Cancer Prevention Study, and it's the third one that the ACS has done. We've talked about it, in fact, on this program before, that this was going to be coming out, people could get involved, and now some dates are set up. Can we just get some basic information to start? What is the study looking at and who can take part in it?
Absolutely. Cancer Prevention Study 3 is the third of its kind of a nationwide cancer prevention study funded by the American Cancer Society. We are looking for folks ages 30 to 65 and people who have never been diagnosed with cancer other than melanoma or non-melanoma skin cancers. There are four dates in Southern Illinois. The first one is Tuesday, September 17th at from 3 to 7 at the Alumni Lounge in the Rec Center. The second enrollment site is the Sports Blast in Carbondale, which is behind University Mall, on the 18th of September, 3 to 7 also. On the 19th, which is that Thursday, over in El Dorado at the Health Department, folks can enroll from 3 to 7. And then the following week, the Tuesday, the 24th, folks can come to the American Cancer Society's office in Marion, again from 3 to 7.
And what can people do at that event, and do they need to be ready before the event in terms of getting...
Exactly. To schedule an appointment to enroll, folks need to go online and do so. After they pick, quote-unquote, an appointment, which we're guessing is going to take about 20 to 30 minutes, they're going to receive an email, which is basically a health questionnaire. There's a men's track and a women's track. I personally have already enrolled. I plan on participating. You can kind of see by the questions that they ask where they're going to go with the research and the data. But they definitely want to have that questionnaire filled out before they come the day of the event.
People are going to be a part of this study, and it's not just we're going to take some information now, look at it, and come up with data. This is a long-term study.
Correct. As throughout the years, you know, they're going to be looking at these questionnaires. Every 2 years, you're going to get the same questionnaire. They're going to talk to you about smoking, drinking, physical activity, cancer screenings, family history, sunscreen, medication, vitamin pills even. So you can kind of, like I said, you can see where they're going with this information. And what happens when you do the one-time blood draw at the enrollment site? They're going to, from there, take that blood that they draw and basically store it. And they're not going to process it. They're not going to do any kind of lab work on it until throughout the years, if you answer one of those questionnaires that you've had a cancer diagnosis, they're then going to go back, pull that blood work out, kind of see, you know, what it showed then, if there were any precursors for any type of cancer, and also look at, the questionnaires, smoking, drinking, diet, family history, all of those things. So it's awesome to be a part of something so large.
This is, as we've said, the third study of its kind, a long-term, large study that the Cancer Society has taken on. In terms of history, what sorts of things were found in the first two studies, and what are they looking for in this one?
Well, CPS-1 was, I believe it was 1952, that was the first of its kind. And that only looked at the correlation between smoking cigarettes, and lung cancer. So a lot of the findings back then came from this data that they drew, you know, from these individuals. It's interesting to think about a time when people didn't even put the two together, lung cancer and smoking. I mean, that's a given now. CPS-2 started in the early 80s, and the focus of that was obesity, the link between obesity and certain types of cancers. So CPS-3 is both of those things and then some. Like I say, you know, when I filled out the questionnaire talking about even ibuprofen, how much ibuprofen do you take, or sunscreening, alcohol, cigarettes, all of the, you know, people hear in the news, this causes cancer, this causes cancer. They're going to cover a lot of that in this study.
So really people are taking a look at trends and could be a part of some foregone conclusion. We now know smoking causes cancer. We can be a part of that sort of study in the future.
Absolutely.
For people who are concerned a little bit about privacy, that's been a big issue in the news lately, and a lot of people are worried about their information being shared. If they take part in a study like this, where does their information go, and will it be shared with their doctors or their health insurance companies?
Not at all. The American Cancer Society is the only organization that is going to be processing this data. Our lead epidemiologist, Dr. Alpha Patel, she is a fellow at Emory, and she is the her lab and her team, they are going to be the only folks that analyze this data in any way. It is not shared with the government. It's not shared with your healthcare provider, so it's not going to affect, you know, like you said, insurance or anything like that. It's completely anonymous. Even when you go into the enrollment site the day of, you don't even use your name. You use a number that they assign you when you pre-register.
Sure. Again, it's the CPS3, that's Cancer Prevention Study 3, and you can get more information by going to cps3illinois.org. That's cps3illinois.org, or you can call the American Cancer Society office here in Marion at 998-9898. If you'd like to get the direct line to Caleb, who's helping to coordinate the project here in this region, it's 998-9258. And again, those sites and dates will be at SIU Carbondale's Recreation Center on September 17th from 3 to 7 p.m. The former Sports Blast behind the University Mall in Carbondale September 18th from 3 to 7. The Egyptian Health Department in El Dorado September 19th from 3 to 7. And then the ACS office in Marion on the 24th also from 3 to 7 p.m. Caleb, this is a nationwide study. How many people is the Society hoping to enroll in something like this on a national level, and then what are your goals here in this region?
Nationally, we are looking to enroll 300,000 people. In Southern Illinois, specifically 300. We're on track to exceed those goals, which is good news. It's quite a large study.
For people who look at studies like this, a lot of times they think, well, gosh, how could I have been a part of something? Or how is this different? This starts before people get sick.
Right.
A lot of times studies are after
right.
someone gets
this
sick.
This is a cancer prevention study. You know, when you think about our organization, the American Cancer Society, and other researching organizations, sometimes you don't associate me, Caleb Nearing, from, you know, Southern Illinois, in the work that's being done in a lab or in a medical setting. But this is basically just a hands-on way to be a part of this study. So for your children, your grandchildren, you might not see the benefits in your lifetime, but definitely folks down the road, there's going to be information that's going to come out that's going to give us a lot of good information.
And your thoughts on the benefits of having people enrolled in an area like Southern Illinois, rural and not quite as populated?
I mean, you can look at the map and see in a map of Illinois by county, cancer rates, new cancer deaths, the lower part of the state, we have higher cancer rates of almost everything, especially lung cancer, you know, breast cancer. So we need people to enroll because we need to look at why do we have higher cancer rates here? What is going on to make us have more cancer than folks, let's say, in Chicago?
It's the American Cancer Society's third cancer prevention study. Enrollment is getting underway now with some meetings coming up next month. Caleb Nearing is with the Cancer Society. Caleb, thanks for coming
in. Thanks so much for having me.
And once again, that website is cps3illinois.org, or you can call Caleb at 618-998-9258.